Political analysts will long parse the past week, fact-checking claims, polling focus groups. But outside the arena, what voters think often depends on whether or not it was a good show. Donald Trump's speech was the longest acceptance speech at a convention for either party since at least 1972, longer than Mitt Romney's and Barack Obama's combined. And the crowd loved it. But The Late Show came on after the RNC, and Jon Stewart made a cameo.
Well, the convention's over. I thought Donald Trump was going to speak. Ivanka said that he was going to come out. She said he was really compassionate and generous. But then this angry groundhog came out, and he just vomited on everybody for an hour.
Okay, pretty partisan. Let's get a real TV critic in. We happen to have one, NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
Well, and most analysts are saying that it was an angry speech, an angry, dark week. But Politico ran a story called Donald Trump's Gold-Plated Convention just 2 months ago. And it was about how Trump was revamping political conventions. It was going to be a showcase for his personal brand. He is a showman. So what happened?
Good question. It seems as if it took them until Thursday to really get control of the RNC as a TV broadcast and as a presentation. I mean, as you know, these conventions are supposed to be these very slick infomercials. They're supposed to be multi-day presentations to control how you present your candidate to the world. And instead, you know, every day except for Thursday, something happened that seemed to be out of nowhere, that seemed to upend whatever story they were trying to tell, and that resulted in the next day's news cycle being dominated by discussions that really didn't help them very much and weren't really part of their plan.
Right.
It wasn't until Thursday when we saw a friend of Donald Trump come out. We saw his daughter Ivanka come out, and then we saw him come out and give his speech, that we had a sense that they actually had control of what was happening and the messaging that was coming out of the RNC. And so I would say, you know, in terms of him being a showman, I think it's actually an accurate portrayal of what his campaign has been like and what he seems to be like as a public figure, but it's at odds with what his public image is, which is of this very slick showman, this very slick salesman. Right. There's a chaotic element to what he does that came out, I think, in the RNC sort of inadvertently, but it gave us a good look at what his candidacy has been like and what he seems to be like as a public person.
Yeah. Well, as to coverage, this is when cable networks shine, but as we mentioned, late night shows are there too. Stephen Colbert's Late Show as well. Here's a clip.
We'll see wacky hats, crazy ties worn by thousands of white guys, an entire airplane hangar filled with Trump's ex-wives. We'll see Newt, Ron, and Rand, maybe members of the Klan, but no Muslims or Latinos, because I think they've all been banned.
Okay, again, partisan. You know, but that's the, we know that about late night shows, but who did it best, do you think? Who'd had the best convention coverage? There were comedy shows, news shows. What do you think?
Right. Well, there was a lot to take in, obviously. I think, you know, we saw pretty standard coverage amongst most of the actual news outlets. It was interesting to note that when you look at the ratings, Fox News always gets the highest ratings, and you would expect that they're a conservative-oriented news channel. But their ratings were sort of flat compared to 2012, whereas CNN saw its ratings actually go up. And particularly amongst the demographic that advertisers like. So as much as people may have criticized CNN's coverage or the fact that they hired, a former campaign manager of Trump and the way they cover some things, it seems to have paid off with them in ratings. In terms of the comedy, I think Stephen Colbert hit a home run. His show has sort of floundered and struggled to find its identity. But in this week, they did a live shows from New York. They centered about half of every show on the RNC. We saw the return of Jon Stewart. We saw the return, really, of this attitude that Jon Stewart and Colbert had when they were hosting their shows together on Comedy Central. And I didn't realize as a critic until I saw it, how much we needed to have that kind of commentary, that kind of incisive commentary at this political moment. So I would give Stephen Colbert the crown right now.
Well, and he would probably, he has a few on his head already. But NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, thank you.
Thank you.